This summer, just such an alignment is taking place, dramatically slashing interplanetary travel time to the current 7-month itinerary. So that explains the when question. The why part is because of Mars' tantalizing, potentially biological history. The surface of the planet is etched with dry riverbeds, stamped with ancient sea basins, marked by deep depressions that could only indicate long-vanished water. Perseverance is landing in one such place, the Jezero Crater, north of the Martian equator, which is lined with both inflow and outflow channels indicating it was once a vibrant sea. Previous rover analyses in similar locations have discovered chemicals and compounds that form only in the presence of water, proving that Mars was once, like Earth, exceedingly wet. Now, the mission is to look for actual fossilized organisms or even signs of extant microbial life. To that end, Perseverance is the most ambitious of the new spacecraft and is actually just the first part of a multi-part mission. During its explorations, it will collect Martian soil samples in sterile titanium tubes and set them neatly on the ground, awaiting another spacecraft that could leave Earth as early as the 2026 alignment, collect the samples, and fly them home for analysis. Finding life on Mars would be an epical discovery. The bragging rights that go with being first to make the find is part of what makes the planet the hot new destination it's become.